This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Our toll-free number where you can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you want, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, I'm Ian.
And I'm Chris.
And Chris is joining us courtesy of ThinkPenguin.com. We were talking about technology in the first hour of the show. If you're just tuning in, we had just started with a story about what's being called digital heroin, at least by one doctor, Dr. Nicholas Cardaris, who wrote a book called Glow Kids. And back in August, they published a piece in the New York Post written by this doctor where he argued that young children exposed to too much screen time are at risk of developing an addiction that is, quote, harder to kick than drugs. So when I saw the, you know, claim digital heroin, I immediately thought, yeah, right, digital heroin. I mean, come on, that's hyperbolic. That's, you know, it's not that bad of an addiction, right? Well, one mom says that her son beat the S out of her after she tried to take his digital device away from him. In this case, his whatever equivalent of his television where he was playing his games. She said that he had a dazed look on his face as he was attacking her. His eyes were not his. When she called the police, which is generally a terrible thing to do, by the way, if you've got children, do not use the police as your disciplinary tool. I mean, maybe this 9-year-old is like some hulking, early developed 9-year-old who could really beat up an adult, but I've not really seen very many 9-year-olds who would meet that description, especially like the geeky type of 9-year-old who's likely to sit around playing video games all the time. But regardless, August, again, this doctor wrote this piece about digital heroin. This is his follow-up to that piece. He says the response was explosive. More than 3 million readers devoured and shared the piece, though not everyone agreed on its message. Some readers felt the notion of comparing screens and video games to heroin was a huge exaggeration. He says, I understand the initial response, but the research says otherwise. Over 200 peer-reviewed studies correlate excessive screen usage with a whole host of clinical disorders, including addiction. Recent brain imaging research confirms that glowing screens affect the brain's frontal cortex, which controls executive functioning and impulse control, in exactly the same way that drugs like cocaine and heroin do. Thanks to research from the U.S. military, we also know that screens and video games can literally affect the brain like digital morphine. In a series of clinical experiments, video game called Snow World served as an effective painkiller for burned military combat victims who would normally be given large doses of morphine during their painful daily wound care. So again, burn victims. While the burn patient played the seemingly innocuous virtual reality game Snow World, where the player attempts to throw snowballs at cartoon penguins as they bounce around to Paul Simon music, they felt no pain. I interviewed Lieutenant Sam Brown, one of the pilot participants in this research, who'd been injured by an IED in Afghanistan and who had sustained life-threatening third-degree burns over 30% of his body. When I asked him about his experience using a video game for pain management, he said, I was a little bit skeptical, but honestly, I was willing to try anything. When asked what it felt like compared to his morphine treatments, he said, quote, I was for sure feeling less pain than I was with the morphine, unquote. That's interesting, right? Like, a silly video game, of virtual reality 3D video game being given as a treatment to these burn victims actually dulled the pain more so than morphine. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I don't know. I could see, I could definitely see there being a effect from playing video games. I mean, we know the body releases, certain chemicals that make us feel good when we're doing certain activities.
Endorphins or whatever.
Yeah. I'm not entirely you know, sure, what all the medical terms are for it.
Serotonin, perhaps.
Yeah, something along those lines. So, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I'm a little skeptical, you know, of the, you know, comparing it. I mean, heroin is a hard, that's a pretty harsh drug.
It's so. One of the hardest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Arguably the hardest up there with alcohol.
Yeah, it's not, I don't know. I think heroin gets a bad rap, just in general for, you know, being, terrible. And I think it is, I'm not saying it's not terrible, but, it's probably what we see in the media is worse, than the effects are worse because of the police state.
Sure.
Rather than,
And it's hard to get help,
yeah,
you know, for an addict as well.
Exactly. So I think it ends up coming off especially worse relative to what it could be. But that doesn't mean it's not terrible on the body.
Yeah, and I remember we actually had a guy call in because, you know, I had my beliefs about heroin, which were formed mostly by experiences with people who were addicted to it and also, you know, by media as well. And one night we had a guy call this show who swore that he was like what he described as a weekend warrior with heroin, where he had his addiction under control. He wasn't using it during the week. He would only use it on the weekends. And, you know, he held down a job and was fine, right? So there's functioning heroin addicts. There's functioning heroin users. Because, again, not every user is an addict. But that's certainly what the propaganda would have you believe. So that's the first person. Now, maybe it's more likely that a heroin user will become an addict because of the nature of the chemical. But at the same time, it was a surprise to actually talk to somebody who was saying, yeah, I'm not addicted. Because if you're addicted, you'd probably be using it every day. If you can put 5 days between, you know, when you use, then that may be a, you know, that may be evidence that you're not actually addicted to it.
It also affects different people in different ways.
That's true.
And this isn't just heroin. This is all drugs. So,
yep.
It's not, you know, just because some people are okay, you know, and they're not, you know, maybe they're not addicted or whatever, doesn't mean you should necessarily
right.
go out and do it.
Because your mileage may vary.
Yeah, yeah. Different people, it'll affect differently.
Well, and maybe that same thing is true of video games as well. I mean, perhaps video games affect other different people differently. But it is interesting here because I've never heard of this particular experiment, this Snow World experiment with the burn victims. That's new information to me that somebody could be in a video game and actually have their senses dulled.
So what's interesting is when you start reading this, and there's a lot of hype here, and I'm wondering, did they use the word correlation, not causation?
They did use correlation.
Because you can't, they may not be able to actually prove causation. Do you know where I'm going with this?
Yeah, well, correlation is not causation, right?
Right.
So just because two statistics correlate, they seem to compare to one another, doesn't mean that one is necessarily related to the other. And as you said, you know, all people are different, so.
Yeah, it would seem to me that generally speaking, it's probably not a good idea to, you know, give your 3-year-old, you know, an iPad or whatever tablet you might think. But at the same time, you know, I don't know, 9-year-olds sounds more likely you're gonna see a lot of 9-year-olds and 10 and 11 and 12 and 13, especially in that age
yeah.
range, you know, start to have behaviors that you may not like, and it probably is not going to, you know, if you gave them something else and you took it away, you know, that
they get mad about
that.
Were,
right. They're going to get mad. And they're going to explode even because certain things are going on in the body and, you know, it's just, you know, that's just how, what's happened. It's a normal growing up,
So more on the brain research here about Snow World. According to the doctor writing at nypost.com, brain imaging research confirmed that burn patients who played Snow World experienced less pain in the parts of their brain that was associated with processing pain than those who were treated with actual morphine. The Navy's head of addiction research, Commander Dr. Andrew Doan, calls screens, quote, digital pharmakia, a.k.a. pharmaceuticals, that's the Greek term for it. He coined this term to explain the neurobiological effects produced by video technologies. Now, while this is a wonderful advance in pain management medicine, it begs the question, just what effect is this digital drug, a narcotic more powerful than morphine, having on the brains and nervous systems of 7-year-olds that are addicted to their glowing screens. If screens are indeed becoming digital drugs, or they are digital drugs, then schools have become drug dealers, according to this doctor. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. What, if anything, should be done about this? Is this a problem like this author is saying that it is? I'm not a parent, so it's hard for me to really speculate on this, but you can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
And you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Is it true that iPads and tablets and smartphones, that these are actually similar to drugs, that they are according to one doctor at the New York Post, worse than morphine? More addictive, perhaps, than heroin? Is that just, you know, an outrageous headline to capture attention, or is there really something to this? Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've got kids and you can relate to some of the stories that have been told. One 9-year-old allegedly beat the S out of his mom after taking away his preferred screen. You can share your thoughts here. We've also got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, it's Ian and Chris. We go to Ralph in New Jersey, because you can bring up
anything. Yeah.
Here on Free Talk Live. A little too loud, Ralph. A little too loud there, bro. Go ahead.
I want to talk about Michelle Obama, otherwise known as Michelle Negro. You know,
that's not a very nice thing to say.
Well, you know something? That interview with, you know, Oprah wasn't a very nice thing either. Okay?
I don't know what that is. I don't pay any attention to these people.
That kind of statement about not, you know, hope being gone from America was having people in the wrong kind of way.
Oh, okay. Right? I had heard about the statement. I didn't know it had happened on the Oprah show.
No, it did. It did. As a matter of fact, last night. Okay?
It did.
And you know, I just want to say this. Okay,
the last Oprah doesn't do a year, night show. She's a daytime talk show.
That's how it was aired last night on CBS.
But she wait, Oprah was on CBS and she had Michelle Obama on, and Michelle Obama said that hope is gone from America.
That's
what you're saying.
Right. That's posted on YouTube now. If you know, you go to the YouTube channel, you know, the CBS posting on YouTube. But that being said, I want to say this. The last 8 years of El Negro Animal is nothing but terror and horror, okay? Good riddance to him, finally, that Trump got elected. I can definitely say Trump got elected with the Electoral College. Way over the top, way over the required number of 270.
Yep, it's a done deal. Trump got elected.
It's a done deal.
So now, are you going to keep dancing on a Barack Obama's grave after, you know, after figuratively?
If we just remain in this country and not deported to Africa, yes, I would make a case about him. I would definitely make a case about him.
So even though when Donald Trump takes... Okay, go ahead.
I had a question for Obama, okay?
He's not on the show
right now. What exactly have you done?
But you can ask the universe. Right. Go ahead. Maybe he's listening.
What exactly have you done for the blacks, you know, throughout the whole entire 8 years that you have been in office? That's question number one. Follow through question would be this. Do you believe, and this includes you white guilty too, do you believe that blacks can be racist as well? With all
of
that,
course.
You know, playing the race card.
Of course, anybody can be a racist.
And
you ask a question, do you actually want an answer? Or are you just going to keep going? Look, you ask the question, do you believe blacks can be racist too? Of course, human beings have the capability of being racist. There are racists of all skin colors.
Right, yeah. But, you know, it's part of the human experience.
Well, it doesn't have to be.
It's part of the human experience.
How long, Chris is here. Chris is from New Jersey, too, originally. He's got a question for you.
I got a question. How long have you been calling in for?
Good question. A couple years,
Well, you know, I have been calling on and off.
At least a year, maybe.
For quite a while now. And, you know, I would with all this obsession and fixation about race, you know, either playing the race card or race baiting on the part of El Negro Animal. Can this guy ever, you know, make a distinction between complexion and character, as Martin Luther King likes to see happen in this country? Or that's basically what his legacy is. He likes to say a colorblind society in America, wherein we judge each other according to character, not according to you are white, I'm Asian, and the other guy.
Well, then I like for a moment what you were saying there. Judge people based on their character. But you're the one who calls in and says El Negro Animal. I mean, that's what you say every time you call in.
I
mean,
that's I describe him in that manner because that's how I see his character as being.
Yeah, but
he's
why?
Lying, thieving, deceitful.
Okay, lying, thieving. That makes sense. Lying and thieving, you can back that up, right? Like you can say that he is a government, you know, he's the president, so therefore he's a thief, therefore he's a liar. I mean, that's all true, right? Yeah, that's true about Barack Obama. That's true about George W. Bush. It's going to be true about Donald Trump.
Like every politician, right?
Yeah. So that's true. Then you're judging his character, but by throwing the word Negro in front of it, you're then bringing in the race card. And you just for a moment there sounded like you were talking against that. You sounded like you were talking about judging people based on their character, but then you keep throwing that around.
For me, it's all about the character as far as Obama is concerned, okay? It has nothing to do with his race. And as
then
far
stop,
as
using,
the
man, stop and, using adjectives and, that are racist, and, you know, race-based.
It comes, yeah, it comes and, off really and, odd that and, that you don't you, that you're using these words because you don't sound. I mean, you were born overseas, right?
Philippines.
Philippines.
Right.
Yeah. So it kind of comes off kind of odd. You know, I think you know to the listeners when you're attacking another minority in this country.
Ralph?
Okay. Yes, I'm here.
Well, he was just giving you some feedback that, you know, it sounds a little bit odd.
Right.
Sounds a little contradictory.
The way I look at Obama is this. He's an out-and-out wild animal, and a wild animal through and through, in his word and in his action. Again, that's based on character. That's based on character when I say that. When I say he's a wild animal.
All right. You've made your case. Ralph, thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, I say stick to the legitimate critiques.
I have to wonder if he would describe, you know, I don't know, somebody who's Caucasian as a...
As an animal?
Yeah, as a Caucasian wild animal.
I'm sorry I got rid of him. I would have loved to have had you ask him that question. Would he have described Bill Clinton in that?
Yeah, way? Yeah. I was wondering why he, I was wondering because how long he'd been calling in for, like, you know, has he gone on about other presidents? I mean,
no.
I mean,
he didn't like Hillary Clinton. He definitely didn't like her. I don't know if he called her an animal, though. I don't recall.
Or other politicians or whatnot. Yeah. Yeah,
that's a darn good question. Well, he'll be calling again sometime,
So
I'm sure you'll have another chance. If you continue to host with Free Talk Live, you will continue to have chances to talk to Ralph. It's almost a guarantee. Now, if you're brand new to the show, welcome aboard. We are officially on board over in Portland, Maine, on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM and 1310 AM. It's Greater Portland's award-winning radio, and I'm happy to be on board there now for six nights a week. They're coming on for 8 to 10 p.m. on weeknights. And then 7 to 9 p.m. on Saturdays. So if you're a brand new listener to Free Talk Live, you know, things are a little bit different here. But try us out. You're welcome to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever topic is on your mind at 855-453.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited. You can join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about what one doctor's terming digital heroin. Is this just, you know, an exaggeration? Is this hyperbolic to claim that smartphones, iPads, laptops, these things, that these are actually the equivalent or tantamount to heroin for your children? Are they that addicted to them to where if you take them away, they will freak out and go through withdrawal symptoms? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to get on the phones and join us here. You can also do it via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Tonight with you in studio is Ian.
And Chris.
And by the way, we're offering you the My Pillow at half price. If you're a Free Talk Live listener, you can use code FTL over at MyPillow.com. Get your one MyPillow at half price or two for the price of one. It's up to you how many you want. They are great. Your loved one, if you're sleeping with a loved one, will be jealous if you just get one pillow, so I would recommend you get two. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't think this is the best pillow you've ever used, I've been using it for more than several months at this point, and it's fantastic. If you don't think it's the best one, though, that you've ever used, well, you can send it back to them, and you can get your purchase price refunded because they really believe in this product over at MyPillow.com. Plus, if you hang on to the thing, then it's guaranteed to last 10 years. So 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, plus you can wash My Pillow, which is an incredibly hard-to-find feature in pillows. Generally, you can't wash pillows. You can do that with My Pillow, and you can put it in the dryer as well. So go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL to get a special offer of half off of one or two for the price of one. MyPillow.com, code FTL. which, of course, you'll have to do on some sort of glowing screen. This is the world that we live in today, where we are surrounded by these things, even though, you know, in theory, you can still live out in the woods. You don't need to have these devices. It is so, they're so ubiquitous and they're so affordable. They are helpful in many ways because they help. They can make us more productive, but they can also steal that productivity away. Like, if you're spending time on Facebook, which is one of the things I love about you, Chris, is you have avoided using Facebook.
Yes.
You do not use it. Have you ever used it?
I have never used it, and it's been because I intentionally have not used it, not because, you know, I don't like it, or, I mean, I don't like Facebook as a company and what they mm-hmm. do and what they stand for. It seems like a really bad idea to get on and have everybody know about, you know, your business and
right.
and so on.
And even if you don't have a public profile, Facebook still knows your business, and any law enforcement agency that would like to know your business will also know your business. So
yeah, I don't object to social networking in general. It's just mostly social networking sites.
It's the website, the company.
It's the companies behind the social networking sites that tend to be the problem. But like I am on social networking to some degree, in the sense that I don't know how many people are aware of or have heard of Slashdot. It's a technical
A website for geeks.
Yeah, it's a technical I don't want to call it a news site, but they basically you get to comment about technical articles and right. so forth, and they give a little summary of it. And but yeah, I mean, you can have an account there and you can go back and forth with other users, but unlike Facebook, you're not generally posting as, you know, your name. You're posting as, you know, some
a
pseudonym.
Handle. Yeah.
Yeah, a handle. So it's not going to come up, you know, if you post something, you know, that may not be appropriate for an employer to see. Mm-hmm. They're not going to find it. Unless,
a quick Google search yeah. of your name will not reveal those posts.
Right, exactly, yeah. exactly.
So, I know I have a problem with Facebook. It is absolutely an addiction. And it's a hard one to quit. It really is, because I always have the excuse. There's always that little reward every now and then that Facebook will drop. Like, oh, that's a really useful article that someone has posted to Facebook. Oh, that'll be great for on the radio. I'll just bookmark that, you know? Like, so I'll see things in my Facebook feed that every now and then, it's mostly junk, right? Like, I'm scrolling through mostly junk posts, but every now and then there's like a little gem in there that's like, ah, maybe I wouldn't have found this story if it wasn't for Facebook. Good thing I'm still here. Or, you know, there's also the business aspect of it where, you know, especially in the media world, you're expected to be in these places, right? So the idea of these social bookmarking or social networking sites is that, you know, you can interact with your user base and, or in our case, listener base. And I see that value. Like, I get that. That's a persuasive thing. And indeed, there is the AMP-only Facebook group, which really is a good group. Like, there are some groups that don't feel like a total time waster, but there are so many that are. There's so much time wasting that goes on. It's like, well, you know, your signal to noise ratio is not very good. There's a lot of noise in order to find a little bit of signal on a place like Facebook. And it's frustrating.
Yeah, I've always been amazed at how Facebook and Twitter and all these, you know, social networking, you know, sites have gotten their gotten publicity from the marketing people, because when you go and look back at some of the, you know, research on this, now that's been going on for so long, the value proposition for businesses to, you know, promote their Facebook or their Twitter is not it's not what it's been sold as. The return on that it's not there.
Right, because, you know, you're loaded up with all of these likes. Like on Facebook, the goal is to gather likes on mm-hmm. your page. And we've got over 90,000 likes on the Free Talk Live page, which is actually pretty good. If you actually, Mark does this thing, he's obsessed with statistics. I don't really care personally. But he's always looking at the numbers. And so he'll compare Free Talk Live's like count to the other talk show hosts' like counts to see, you know, who's got what. But there's also, like, I guess an engagement factor as well, the question of how many of the people who like your page are actually commenting on the page, are actually sharing the things that are on your page, and so he can somehow measure engagement. I don't know. There's some kind of tool that he uses. Don't ask me what it is. I don't care about it. But he measures our page versus the other pages, and he'll find, like, every now and then he'll find this other talk show host has a bunch more likes than we do, but almost no engagement. And so the suggestion there is that talk show host has paid for fake likes, because you can hire people in India for next to nothing to create fake Facebook accounts and go in and like your page. So if there's not a lot of engagement, then that suggests that there's a bunch of fake likes. But even if you have 100,000 real likes, and supposedly most of ours are real over at freetalklive.com's Facebook page, they will restrict the number of shares that you get. So if I share out tonight's episode on SoundCloud on our Facebook page, as we do every night, I'll be lucky if 200 people see it. Out of 90,000 who have taken the time to say that they like the page. So that's one of the ways that Facebook screws people, because what they'll do is they'll say, oh, well, you want to boost the post, then you can give us money. You can give us, you've already given us all your time and effort promoting our platform. Now you can give us 5, 10, 20, I don't even know how much it would cost. I have no idea what it would cost, because I don't care. I'm not going to give them, it's enough that I spend my time there. I'm not going to give them any more money. But I don't know what I have to spend to actually have one post reach 100% of our likes.
That's an interesting, hearing it from, that's an interesting, I don't want to say perspective, but hearing it from your perspective as, somebody who has a company that's involved in Facebook, mm-hmm. It's tied into that. It's interesting, because the paying, basically what you're going to end up doing is you're going to be paying for it. So it's kind of like any other
that's
advertising.
Right.
So why would I go and, put all this energy into marketing Facebook, basically,
that's
and
the
then
problem.
Have them charge you for, marketing Facebook?
It's outrageous. And we did try it, by the way. We tried the Facebook ads. So we've done Google ads. We've done Facebook ads. That's kind of part and parcel of the Free Talk Live AMP program, where Free Talk Live listeners give $5 a month to the show, with the idea that we're going to, invest that into Free Talk Live and get on more radio stations primarily, but also do some internet outreach. And so we have done, with some of that money, the Google AdWords and the Facebook ads. And I couldn't tell that the Facebook ads were doing anything besides inflating the like count on the page. Like, they weren't actually getting us more podcast listens, and ultimately that's what we want. We don't care about, I don't care, I can't put words in Mark's mouth, but I don't care about the likes on the page. I want people to listen to the show. There's a bunch of people who've liked the page who've never listened to a single episode, who probably don't even know that Free Talk Live is a radio show. We might, post something cool that they like and they hit the like button. It's Free Talk Live.
Thanks for calling SomaBiotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking SomaBiotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take SomaBiotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of SomaBiotics, call 1-800-961-5687. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-961-5687. That's 1-800-961-5687. 1-800-961-5687.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us on the radio. The toll free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so you may Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Here at Free Talk Live, most of our wardrobe is liberty-oriented t-shirts. They're comfortable, they're easy to manage, and we can spread the ideas of freedom by doing something we were going to do anyway. Wear a shirt. We got lots of experience in this area, and our newest shirts have come from ryguys.com. I got a couple of them. One of them says, "I'm already against the next war." And another one is "Power Corrupts," which are great, and they look great. You can go and get one for yourself over at ryguys.com. Of course, their selection is much larger than that, so go and check it out at ryguys, W-R-Y, ryguys.com. They are so deeply committed to the ideas of liberty, they're donating a portion of their proceeds to antiwar.com and the Future of Freedom Foundation. So you can spread the ideas of liberty by wearing cool, high-quality T-shirts from ryguys.com. And because you're a Free Talk Live listener, you can knock 15% off at the checkout when you use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Coupon code FTL at checkout. Just save 15% at ryguys, W-R-Y, ryguys.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts here, we've been talking technology, and we'll get back into this claim that these digital devices, the tablets and iPads and smartphones and such, that these are the equivalent of heroin, according to one doctor. Sounds laughable? Or if you're a parent, it might sound believable. Maybe you've tried taking away these devices from your kids and they went through withdrawal symptoms. We'll get back into that here in moments. First, though, Charlie is listening in Arizona to K-Talks. Hello, Charlie.
How you doing?
Hey.
I Great. Have a question for Chris.
Yeah.
And a real brief anecdote about my son and games. But you're mentioning Android. I have an Android KitKat 4.5. Are you aware of any good place to go to root that phone?
Well, first of all, I'm just going to jump in here real fast. I don't know if rooting a phone is going to guarantee you any extra privacy. In fact, it may actually put you at greater risk, depending.
Rooting a phone is not going to make it more privacy friendly. I don't. There's only a handful of devices out there that you can make more privacy friendly as far as phones go, and that's not going to that's not going to stop the tracking that's going on anyway. As far as the government and the telecommunications providers are concerned.
Have you ever had any experience rooting phones?
Authorizing updates.
Authorizing updates, you said?
Yes, because I have my settings are app to okay updates.
I mean, the more control you have over your user experience, I generally consider to be a good thing. I mean, you know, none of these things are going to solve the problem of the invasion of privacy. But I'm the kind of person who I want to see what updates are coming down. I want to know when they're happening. I don't want them to just happen in the background. So I would say that that's a good thing to have. But Chris, are you familiar with rooting phones?
Yeah,
have you done that before?
I have rooted phones, I suppose. The reason you would do that is because you want to install something that basically the Android phone, whoever made that phone, doesn't want you to do or
That's right.
Whatnot. So it's just going to give you the ability to do stuff, you know, that you wouldn't otherwise be able to
do. Right. I have a quick story about my son, if I could.
Yeah, sure. I'll give you another tip, though. If you want to learn more about rooting your phone, again, beware. You will violate your phone's warranty by doing this. So, you know, you could brick it. Yes, it sounds like you've done some research on this. So bricking a phone, for listeners that don't know, is where you're messing with your phone, you're trying to root it, in order to do this, you usually have to plug it into your computer and run a series of commands. You have to download special software to make this work in a lot of cases. Sometimes you can just download an app to the phone and that'll accomplish the root. So sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's a little more complicated. It just depends on the phone that you have. But, people who are doing this, you are likely violating the warranty on the phone, meaning that if you're still within the warranty period and your phone breaks in some way and you try to take it back to have them work on it and they find out that it's rooted, they'll say, sorry, we're not going to honor this warranty. So do keep that in mind. This really is for the geeky tech nerd who wants to get the maximum experience out of their phone. So one of the things you can do with a rooted phone frequently is that you can turn it into a Wi-Fi hotspot without having to buy whatever Wi-Fi hotspot package the cell phone provider wants you to buy. So there's like some cool workarounds to the system for people with rooted phones. It gives you more control over the phone inside. Like you can even put special operating systems, what they call ROMs, on the phone. So if you're interested in that, I would recommend the XDA forums on the internet. So look for XDA forums, and then they have sub-forums for every major manufacturer's phone, and you can then find instructions in those sub-forums as to how to root that specific phone model, and there's a bunch of helpful geeks in there that will answer questions and things like that. So that's, that to me, the go-to look. XDA. X is in xylophone, D is in dog, A is in apple. XDA forums.
Okay, and the story about my son.
Go for it.
This was years ago, when they first came out with Nintendo and Super Mario Brothers, and
years ago,
however long that is ago, but
35, I think, 34,
a long time ago.
No,
but
about 30.
It was bedtime, and I'd tell my son, "Well, it's time to park it," because you have to. I realized you had to go to some spot and save your game. And I tell him to park it, and it's like he's all upset. And, I go, son, it's just a game. And he go, it's not a game. And, he was really upset.
Did he ever do anything worse than just, rant and rave about it? Or, did he break stuff?
No, well, I told him, well, if you don't park it, I'm going to park it permanently. And that pretty much settled that. But, He was quite serious. It's not a game.
it is serious business.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Charlie. Good story, man. I appreciate hearing from you. And, by the way, we will be on throughout the holidays, so feel free to join us Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. We're going to be here doing live radio throughout it. And, of course, you can always take control of the airwaves. Now, you told me, Chris, your video game history ended with Wolfenstein 3D. A lot of people our age might have begun with Wolfenstein 3D, but did you do NES, Nintendo before that? Did you have stuff when you were a kid?
So my favorite games, actually, Yeah, I mean, it might have gone slightly later than 1992, 93. Mm-hmm. I think it was actually 93, more or less. Maybe 95-ish. Like 93 to 95 is probably when it was, but okay. The game came out in 92, Wolfenstein 3D, if I'm not mistaken. Right. And, so most of the stuff that I played, so that was basically for me up to about fifth grade. I played some other games, a lot of NES games, even though Super Mario was more, I think Super Mario was actually, came out around sometime in there.
86, I think, would have been.
SNES.
Oh, you're talking about the next one. Super Nintendo.
Yeah, do you remember when that came out?
Super Mario World, I think that would have been like 90 or 91. No, 91. Somewhere in that range. Because I know that Super Nintendo came out like a year after the Sega Genesis or a year or two after the Sega Genesis.
All I remember is that when that came out, the only games I would play were the NES games.
So when the Super Nintendo came out, you were still playing the NES?
Yeah. I actually played the Nintendo games on SNES.
What?
Because, yeah, so they had...
How the hell would you do that?
They had four... There was four games that were on one SNES cartridge, but they were NES games.
Wow. So, was that legal?
It was legal. It was something that was sold in stores. And I think I mainly rented it a lot from Blockbuster, probably, at the time.
According to Wikipedia, Super Mario World, which was the game you were talking about, was released in the... North American market in 1991, so August of 1991.
Yeah, I played a lot of Super Mario on my Game Boy that I got in 91, I believe it was.
Why did you stop? I mean, you know, typically video game use among our generation, I guess technically you're probably a millennial, but you're an older millennial, and I'm a younger Generation X. Why stop? I mean, right now video games are a multi-billion-dollar industry, and it's being pushed by people who are our age range.
Yeah, that's a good question. Why did I stop playing video games?
Because you were a young person. I mean, you're a little younger than me, so in 1992, you would have been, eight?
By sixth grade, I would say. Basically by sixth grade, I just got into the technical arena.
You got into programming.
I got into computing, programming, and...
The hardware side.
The hardware, and it just...
And you just lost yourself in that.
Yeah, it just didn't... wasn't of interest to me.
And it worked out for you, because now you're doing really well over at ThinkPenguin.com.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We'll continue. We got a full hour to go with plenty of time for you and your thoughts. Are the devices that kids are using these days as bad as heroin? One doctor says so. You can share your thoughts. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.